Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. Thank you so much, Gugu. And she'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. This is Point of View. My name is Pimelo Moteno. Lots coming up on the show, as you know. After 9 o'clock, Gugu's still hanging around. And you can see the December vibe is already here. It's lots of fun. And we're fooling around. And we are going to be giving you more details how to be a part of all the fun here at Kaya 959 as we celebrate our festive season. But as always, you can go to our socials and you can have a look there, peek there and see all the fun that we're having behind the scenes. But as I said, just after 9 o'clock, Ntabiseng Dubazana is going to be here and we'll be taking all your questions as usual, all your queries, all your legal problems. She really, really is helpful and insightful. 086-00-00-959. I don't know if you've been watching, but we have been speaking about Stilfontein for some time now, but there is a huge development in Mpumalanga, and we're going to be trying to touch base with some people out there, an operation to try and bring miners up. It does look a little more organized, I must say, than what we've been seeing at Stilfontein. So we'll try quickly get the police to give us an update on that operation. They have suspended the operation for the night, but I must say, what I saw, the visuals coming through were just seamless. They just seemed to be a bit more coordinated. We are told that there were other departments as well present on site. And so we're going to get an update on that situation as well. What else are we going to be speaking about? We're obviously going to be speaking about the developments yesterday. I told you the breaking news story that Minister of Justice, there was a swap between Minister of Justice and Minister of Human Settlement. We'll get a bit more details because yesterday, in fact, incidentally, before that announcement, Paulie van Wyk, we've spoken to Paulie before, she had a major expose about the kinds of money that the Minister of Justice, now former Minister of Justice, had been receiving over a period where she was still as a mayor, in fact, at the time. And just, you know, the gaps between what she was earning and what she was spending. Unbelievable. My colleague Sizwe Dlomo spoke about that a bit earlier. But we are going to get into the details. And, you know, you'll have to make up your mind about that. We'll also speak about the orders that were given on Floyd Brink. Floyd Brink is the city manager of Johannesburg, and he's been ordered to vacate his office within 10 days. We'll ask what that's about, obviously. We'll speak to the DA caucus leader, and she'll tell us exactly what happened there. We'll speak to Daily Maverick's Paulie van Wyk, as I said earlier on the shuffle by the president. We'll also speak a little bit about the Lottery Commission. There are major, major problems there. You may know that journalists at Ground Up have been following the story for a long time. It dates back to 2 years where their friends of people who sit on the board have been given money. Organizations that are really well deserving, still waiting. The backlog is incredible. Still waiting to be given money. In fact, the applications were open yesterday, and people were told, if you were still waiting for your application to be approved, please do not send an application again. So people are confused. So we'll speak to the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of Trade and Industry about that. And we'll also speak to the journalists at Ground Up as well, who've been following the story. Now, on to this now. SASSA suspends its CEO. We'll speak to the spokesperson in a short while. But let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this. So the CEO of the South African Social Security Agency, Busisiwe Memela Kambula, has been placed on precautionary suspension while a probe into her appointment takes place. And this is on the back of a report as well by the public protector. On the line with us is SASSA spokesperson, Baseka Letsatsi. Thank you so much, Ntate Letsatsi, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Kamila. Thanks for having me.
Can we just maybe talk a little bit about the report by the public protector and where it stems from in the first place?
Now, true. What you just said is true. There were allegations. Obviously, members of the public, when they pick up something, they can go to the public protector. And I think public protector has got its own protocols, mm-hmm. which they follow to make an investigation. And in this instance, there was a probe in terms of the process towards the appointment of the CEO. Obviously, there were questions sent to the ministry for the ministry to be able to respond, and the processes were followed together with the suspended CEO. And upon getting the responses, I think the ministry or the department could not thought it important to go further, so that certain aspects can be answered and answered correctly, so that there are no comebacks. But secondly, when the ministry responds to the public protector, the report is comprehensive. Hence, the ministry then felt it's important to do further investigations on this matter. And because they involve the suspended CEO as the accounting authority, she arrived at the determination that it would be prudent to put her on a precautionary suspension to protect her integrity, and also to make sure that there is public confidence in terms of the payment of social grants.
So just maybe help me understand, there is a report by the public protector, but there was also recommendations by the SIU, and this is obviously dating back to the previous minister, so this is not necessarily the work of this current minister, but there was a report by the SIU with recommendations, and recommendations were to discipline the now suspended CEO. What other investigations need to be taken place? Was the SIU's work not enough, and that recommendation for SASSA?
I'm sure you can tell that the recommendations, if they come from the CEO,
yes,
they go to the office of the minister.
Yes.
It's above my pay grade. I speak on behalf of SASSA, not on behalf of the department and the minister. I'm just careful not to go to that level.
Okay, so maybe let me ask it in this way. Is what you're saying right now, and actually just to make you aware, we had started at the ministry's office, and they said, you know, you would be able to respond. But is right now where we are the investigation done by the office of the ministry or SASSA itself internally?
The investigations currently are undertaken by the ministry. But because they affect the CEO of SASSA, who has been placed on precautionary suspension, and would explain the processes currently, where it started and where it is currently. And hence, I am able to say that it was a probe from the public protector to check the processes in terms of the appointment of the CEO. And when that was process was conducted, there was a discovery that the responses which were given were not satisfactory. Hence, the minister or the ministry felt it's important to go further and institute an investigation so that they can get to the bottom of the matter.
Would you then understand why then you are responding to this query?
Yeah, no, definitely, because this is the accounting officer of the South African Social Security Agency. Hence, would have to make sure that when the minister took this decision, the intention was to make sure that her integrity is protected. I'm sure the minister can understand if you are being investigated and you still occupy the same position.
Sure.
You, certain things involve you personally.
Sure.
I think it would have been unfair for the CEO to continue being in that position when the matter involves her personally.
No, I understand that. What I'm trying to understand is that I assumed, to your point, I really did assume that the respondents would be the ministry, because this is their now process. But they seemed to, you know, to feel that we need to come back to SASSA. And at this point, all you can tell us is that, yes, she is on precautionary suspension, but nothing more. Would you understand? What am I missing here? Would we not have gone back to the ministry to give us more details?
You know, I understand you, and I think I'm a layman.
Yes.
When it comes to matters of law. I'm not a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you can tell that I'm trying to be cautious, not to go to the merits and the demerits of the case.
Sure.
Lest we don't know where the investigation will take us. The investigation can come up next week and say the CEO is innocent. The investigation can come up with other. We don't know what the investigation report will be. Tomorrow, I'll be cited that I was on Kaya FM and I jumped the red line.
Okay.
And I'm trying to give
fair you
information.
No, fair enough. So if I can just maybe be double clear. Currently, the kind of process that's underway is not necessarily an HR process internally within SASSA, unless if you want to correct me. It's an investigation that's being conducted by the ministry, which is at that executive level.
No, definitely, Pimen. And I think so that we don't confuse the listeners.
Yeah.
We spoke about the precautionary suspension.
Yeah.
And the precautionary suspension was as a result of the processes in terms of the appointment.
Yes.
What I was trying to avoid getting into is the second layer where you spoke about the SIU, the report to the minister and so forth, and the minister did not act on that issue. And I said on that one, I am limited to comment on.
But
on this one, I got authority to talk about it.
Okay, I get it. So you are treating them separately in this instance, right? So
the
issue of improper appointment is what you are currently dealing with right now.
Yes, the issue of the improper. Yes.
Got you. So the issue that I was referring to that was underway anyway before this minister came in is something that you're saying you are not really at liberty to discuss.
Definitely. I still value my
got
job.
Got you. No. It makes perfect sense. So the precautionary suspension process is now based on her improper appointment, and that's what you are dealing with right now.
Alleged improper appointment.
Got you. I certainly hear you, and we will then await the updates on that information. But really appreciate you taking the time to talking to us. Thank you, SASSA spokesperson Paseka Letsatsi. As you can hear, I mean, there are many conflating issues here. So in the end, I suppose we are just going to have to track each issue, on its own merits. There are a couple of processes underway. There's a process that was underway before the current minister came into place that involved the previous minister, Minister Zulu, and allegations about other things there that implicated the CEO. That was handed over to the SIU. They had recommendations, and then the minister was also expected to implement the recommendations. It is fair that the current minister doesn't necessarily respond to that right now, because obviously it's a different minister. But the current minister is now acting upon other issues that have come to her attention, one of which is the improper appointment of the CEO. And there, that came from the report by the public protector. So that is what Mr. Letsatsi was trying to clarify, that there are a couple of issues here, and what they are dealing with, what they have been dealing with, is a report by the public protector that spoke specifically to the improper appointment of the CEO, and now that is what the minister, current minister, is looking into. Hence, now there has been this precautionary suspension of the CEO. I hope it clarifies things.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.